We're talking about new legislation called the CNA Pay Act. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Three pieces of legislation would increase wages and expand access to training for certified nursing assistants and personal caregivers who work at long-term care facilities. You can join in, especially if you work as a CNA. The number is 800-642-1234. Are you part of the aging population that relies on a professional caregiver? How have they helped you? Do you employ CNAs? What is turnover like? Would a pay bump benefit your facility or hurt your bottom line? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa Subek is a Democratic state representative from Madison, representing Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District. Representative Subek, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So the CNA Pay Act is this combination of three different pieces of legislation that's meant to really help the nursing assistant shortage. You're targeting a very specific slice of our workforce. Why design legislation around CNAs?
Sure. So we designed this legislation at CNAs and other personal caregivers. And what we know is that we have a huge shortage already in CNAs, and that shortage is projected to grow. Over the next 12 years, Wisconsin's elderly population will reach over 1.5 million. And right now, we already have a 19% average caregiver vacancy rate among our long-term care facilities. And again, that's projected to grow as the aging population grows. And these are the folks who are providing frontline care. They are the people who are working every single day with senior citizens, with people with disabilities, who are taking care of our most vulnerable neighbors, our most vulnerable family members, and someday us as we grow older and need their care.
So explain the purpose of each bill. What does this entail?
Sure. So our package of bills, the CNA Pay Act, has three bills involved in it. The first two really deal with the front end. We know that many of our programs to train caregivers have waiting lists. So we want to try to, you know, get through those waiting lists, get people into the field. We also know this is unfortunately a very low paying field and we need to raise that. So our first two bills, which deal with the front end, one would expand access to CNA training by providing grants to tech colleges and underserved areas, areas where our shortages are the worst. The second bill would actually provide a tax credit to CNAs who receive training here in the state. They go through an education program. And if they stay in Wisconsin and continue working in Wisconsin, we would then provide them a tax credit to cover the cost of their training. The third part of the bill really looks at the other end. And we know that retention rates are incredibly low among CNAs. So we have to address the getting people in the field. But people are also leaving this field at record rates. You know, the average turnover within our facilities ranges, you know, around 61% in the last report for full-time caregivers turned over the course of a year. Part-timers were even higher, about 75% over the course of the year. So we know we need to figure out how do we get people to stay in these jobs. And that means more pay. The average pay for a CNA is $10.75 an hour. That compares to $12 an hour for unskilled non-healthcare jobs. So somebody gets into a CNA position, it is a lot of responsibility, it is hard work, and they can turn around and work in retail for more money. So we see people leaving.
Is the issue that there are people who would like to be CNAs, but they just don't have access to the training? Or is it that current workers are leaving the profession?
Sure.
Where is that give and take and that, you know, that basically the back and forth there?
Absolutely. You know, it's a combination of the two. Certainly, we know that there are people trying to get into the profession who can't get access to the training. We also know that we need to do more to attract people to the profession. But what attracts people? And all of the surveying, all of the research that's been done says people need to feel like they're supported in those positions and they need to make a living wage and they need to be able to support their families. And right now, with, you know, an average starting wage of $10.75 an hour, somebody can't support their family on that job. That's why we propose to raise Medicaid reimbursements for these services. And we tie that increase in reimbursement directly to worker pay. That in order to be eligible for the increased reimbursement, nursing homes, care facilities would need to actually pay their frontline staff more at the same time.
We're talking with Lisa Subic. She is a Democratic state representative from Madison, representing Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District. You have a line at 800-642-1234. Do you have a friend or relative in this field of work? What have you said about issues they're currently facing? And are you part of the aging population that benefits from a CNA? How have they helped you? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. This legislation was also introduced in 2017 when you said there was about 11,000 vacant personal care worker positions. Now you say this has grown to about 16,000 vacancies. What do you think? Why do you think it didn't pass the first time?
You know, during the last session, we couldn't even get a hearing. And I think that the Republican-controlled legislature just didn't see this as a priority. I think that now that we are all hearing, and certainly I know I've had folks from Oakwood Village and other nursing facilities in my district come in and talk to me. And I've had constituents talk to me. I met with a constituent at her home a few weeks ago who was telling me about her struggles getting personal caregivers to come in and provide the services that she needs. She has some physical disabilities and needs care for those. But because the pay is so low and because Medicaid reimbursements haven't kept up, she can't get the people into her home that she needs. And every time she gets somebody, they turn around and leave. And they're often not leaving for another nursing job. They're leaving to go work at a restaurant or at a retail store where they can, where the work is less grueling for more money. So, you know, I think that this is reaching a point where it needs to be addressed. And I'm keeping that pressure on my Republican colleagues. Certainly, we've heard that the governor wants to address this issue. He put some money in his budget to address it. And, you know, we want to follow that lead and make sure that we really make it happen.
So help me out with these hourly wages. CNAs are paid $10.75 here in Wisconsin on average, $10.75 an hour.
Starting wage.
This act is set to increase wages to $11.55 an hour.
No, this act doesn't specify the amount it increases.
Okay.
Essentially, what we do is we increase the Medicaid reimbursement. We would accept the federal Medicaid expansion money because we have to pay for this somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that is money that we all have paid to the federal government and taxes, and we want to bring it back to the state and put it directly into increasing reimbursements for personal caregiver services. That 2.5% that we put in there in that increase would be tied to increasing worker wages. Now, we know wages are different from facility to facility. $10.75 is an average starting wage. They vary somewhat, but we put more money into the system to begin increasing those wages. And I'll tell you, that's a start. You know, we will not get to where we need to be. We won't get to a living wage on this alone. But this is a big step forward that we could then look ahead into the future to continue to work on this problem.
We're talking about a package of bills. It's called the CNA Pay Act, designed to address a nursing assistant shortage here in Wisconsin. State Representative Lisa Subic introduced the legislation last week alongside several of her Democratic colleagues. And you have a line to the representative at 800-642-1234. Do you see a shortage of certified nursing assistants where you work? Do you work at a long-term care facility as a CNA? Do you plan to stay, or does the pay make it difficult for you to stay in the job? You can call in at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it's a State Capitol Report. We're talking about the CNA Pay Act. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The package of bills is designed to increase wages for certified nursing assistants and personal caregivers. There are more than 16,000 vacant care positions here in Wisconsin, and the average entry-level hourly wage is $10.75. Do you work as a CNA? What led you to this career? What is your quality of life like on the job? How is your pay? And let's hear from operators of long-term care facilities. What would a boost in pay do for recruitment and retention and perhaps your balance sheet? We're at 800-642-1234. You have a line to Democratic Representative Lisa Subak of Madison, who was one of the lawmakers who introduced this legislation last week. Let's go right to the phones now with Emily joining us from Lake Mills. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
What's on your...
I just wanted to thank them for introducing this. I'm a CNA, and we make horrible pay, and it's hard work. It's hard physical work, and I'm really glad that there's someone looking out for us.
Emily, how long have you been a CNA?
A year.
How has it been going? What is the setting you're working in?
I work in a very nice setting. I'm very fortunate, but it's really hard to get people to want to do the work for the pay.
Do you see CNA colleagues come and go? Is there turnover where you are?
Oh, there's horrible turnover no matter where you are, because people go on to bigger things where they can get paid more money.
Emily, thanks for the call. Representative, it sounds like that is exactly where this legislation is designed to go.
Exactly. And thank you, Emily, for the work that you do. I know many caregivers get into this field because they care about people, because they want to do this work. Unfortunately, too many find themselves unable to sustain their families or their lifestyles while they're doing that work. Thank you again, Emily, for calling, and thank you for the work that you do.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers recently signed an executive order that's aimed at establishing a statewide task force on caregiving. Does this proposal relate at all in any way to that decision?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that it is great that the governor wants to have a task force on long-term caregiving. Caregiving takes many formats. I think his task force will address this issue as well as many others. We hear from folks who are family caregivers, who are taking care of a family member and the challenges they face, the challenges that people face going in and out of the workforce as they care for an aging or a disabled family member. So I think that task force will have a broader impact than just this, but certainly, I mean, this is a problem that's on everyone's minds. It's not just here in Wisconsin. This is a problem throughout the nation in many states. But I am glad that we have a governor who's ready to tackle this issue. We have to get serious about this.
Let's take another call now. Let's go to Nancy joining us from Grafton. Hi, Nancy.
Well, good morning. Years ago, I was a CNA over at our county nursing home, and a couple of us got together and we decided maybe we should have a union, and we did. We got the union in, and we were good employees of the county. We took care of our neighbors and our neighbors' parents, and, you know, we all kind of knew each other. Well, after I retired, that was the end of the union. They decided, nope, they were not going to have a union anymore. And now, you know, there are a lot of agency people come in, and it's a different caregiving situation now, because years ago you used to take care of your neighbors or your neighbors' parents. We were all family, and now it's changed, and we got good benefits when we had a union, and, you know, and so anyhow, that's my story.
Nancy, thank you.
I think the union was good.
Thank you for calling in, Nancy. Representative Subak, Nancy saw the before and after of unionizing.
Absolutely. And, you know, certainly unions play a role in ensuring that we have really good working conditions and in increasing pay. In the absence of the unions, this problem has only gotten worse.
Let's go to Maureen now, joining us from Madison. Maureen, hi. Oh, are you there?
Hello there.
Hi, Maureen.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, it's actually Glory. Yes, I have a question, too, about how can we encourage even students from, you know, like MATC or from the tech colleges to start getting into the field, or even coming from high school, for that matter. I'm a nursing manager, and we're having a turnover rate of 60%. That is horrific. And, you know, we just cannot retain staff.
Well, a facet of your bill gives $500,000 in grants to technical colleges.
Absolutely. The part of our bill that relates to grants to technical colleges, as well as that tax credit to, for people to be able to deduct their training costs, both address that front end. I will emphasize, though, that it would be even better if we could get rid of that 60% turnover rate that you're seeing, Corey, that this is the real challenge. I mean, in our state, we lost, they estimate, over 10,000 CNAs to jobs outside of the nursing field or outside of healthcare in 1 year alone, last year. Yet we have 16,000 vacant positions. That would be 10,000 less if we could keep those folks there. So while bringing people in the front end is crucially important, and that's why we do address that too. If we could increase pay and get people to stay in the field, we would eliminate some of that challenge, some of that need for more people. We'd also cut costs, costs that's spent on turnover, on training new people, on recruiting new people, is money that can't go into wages, and we need to turn that around.
Well, one of the bills that is part of this proposal, as you mentioned, would create this tax credit for tuition costs for CNAs. How much does it cost to receive this degree?
Sure. So it depends exactly where you receive it. I mean, we're talking about a couple thousand dollars. This is not the most expensive tuition. Yet, if you're going into a field where the average starting wage is $10.75 an hour, that's a lot of money. So our goal is, as an incentive, to not only have people take this program and finish it, but to actually come in, work in Wisconsin, and stay in the field. You would then get a tax credit after a period of time in the after a period of time working in the field here in the state.
We have Karina from Menominee, who has been a CNA for 22 years, and writes to us that the shortage is bad, that there are nursing homes closing, work dangerously short all time. The care that elderly people get, she says, is criminal, but the nursing homes say that they are working with the legal number of CNAs. Do we see this on staffing in terms of having the a correct number of staffing of CNAs at facilities?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, Leading Age did a study on this. It's a conglomeration of different healthcare organizations. And what they found is more people are being forced to have staff work overtime. More sites are being forced to have staff, you know, increase their number of hours, work beyond what they normally would. And that sites are actually having to turn patients away, that they have vacant beds that they're leaving vacant because they don't have enough nursing care workers to care for the folks who would fill those beds. And this is a crisis. It absolutely is a crisis. CNA jobs are hard. And as long as we don't compensate people properly for them, and as long as we don't work to try to make those jobs easier by ensuring we have adequate staffing, folks will continue to leave.
Well, Republican State Representative Kathleen Bernier recently released a statement saying we also need to be competitive in the worker shortage. So that is part of why we put in a 2% last biennium, that this went directly to the CNAs. What are your thoughts on this? Is this enough?
Sure. So, you know, our mechanism is a little different than what was done in the last biennium. There was a Medicaid increase in reimbursement. What we do with ours is we do tie it. You do not get the reimbursement unless the whole thing is tied to increasing worker pay. And I think that's a critical piece, because while I believe that our nursing facilities need more money in general, the reality is we need to do even better than our bill does. This first step helps increase worker pay. We have to become competitive. And what we are doing right now is not enough. That's why we propose to increase it.
Well, Matt from Appleton is wondering, why hasn't the shortage driven up the price of labor, the starting wage?
You know, nursing care is a Medicaid-driven industry largely. The vast majority of the patients who are being cared for are covered by Medicaid. So as long as Medicaid reimbursements stay very low and lower than private insurers will reimburse, these facilities don't have the money to pay the workers more. I mean, this really is tied to how we pay for this care.
Well, as we start to wrap up here and you look forward to the CNA Pay Act and this package, what are the next steps here? Where does it go?
Sure. So right now the bill is circulating for co-sponsorship. Once that period closes, it will get formally introduced to the legislature. The three bills will be referred to committees. Now, last session, they got stopped in committees. The Republican committee chairs refused to hold hearings on them. I am hopeful that we'll see something different this time. And I'll certainly be working with my colleagues to try to make that happen. Assuming that they would get through committees, they would then come to the floor for votes and potentially go to the governor's desk for signature.
Well, Representative Subek, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lisa Subek is a Democratic state representative from Madison, representing Wisconsin's 78th Assembly District. And we've been talking about a package of bills called the CNA Pay Act. Up next, it's news. Then the State Capitol Report continues. We're recapping the three recent rulings on Wisconsin's lame duck legislation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.